Thursday, September 28th. A little basketball in the middle of football season as Damian Lillard was traded yesterday to the Milwaukee Bucks after months and months of speculation, mostly around the Miami Heat, but Portland, and kudos to them. They didn't just give in because Miami was kind of the only team offering anything, and that's kind of where Damian said, I want to go. And they said, you know what? Their offer is just not good enough. So, no, which is something that top-notch Hall of Fame-to-be basketball players don't often hear. They usually, for the last 10, 15 years, get what they want almost exclusively. I think Damian Lillard is great. He is going to the Hall of Fame. He's an awesome dude, it seems. He's a dope MC. If you didn't know, check that out. However, though he was loyal to Portland and did all the right things and great soldier and was their guy, face of the franchise, it doesn't mean that they should take less value just because they want to like do right by this person who was good to them. If they're granting his request to get out of town, cool, but like, they should wait for something that they feel is of value. And by waiting and not going caving to his demands, I think they did that. I think they, especially compared to what you were hearing with the Miami deal with Tyler Hero and some picks, or the Raptors were thrown around at some point, you know, getting assets like DeAndre Ayton, former number one pick 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6'11 dude who's like, you know, maybe doesn't have the tenacity that you want and hunger that you want, but like was a huge part of a team going to the finals in his, what, second year in the league, putting up like, well, he was ridiculous in that playoffs, putting up like 20 and 12 every night. So a change of scenery might be exactly what that guy needs with a young team in Portland where he could be the dominant inside force. And then Drew Holiday, who you can argue is one of the top 25 most important people in the league. I don't think he stays in Portland because their young gun, Scoot Henderson, who is destined to be a star, it seems, needs the ball. And I don't know if him and Drew can coexist. But now they take Drew and flip him to a contender, Miami or Boston or Philly, and they get back some more assets. I think Portland, all things considered, are going to really come out of this in a much better place than I would have thought if you asked me 3 months ago, how does this end? It just probably, you would have thought with like a decent player and then a bunch of picks. But I think it's going to be way better than that. Milwaukee, on the other hand. So Lillard joins Giannis, obviously, and Chris Middleton as their other all-star as a, you know, a new big three in the East. It's exciting, for sure. I don't know if Dame's excited to go live in Milwaukee compared to Miami for the twilight of his career. But from a Milwaukee standpoint, if you're a Bucks fan, and I actually have a friend out there who may or not be listening, who lives in Milwaukee and attends some Bucks games, is Lillard a better fit or more valuable to a team at this point in his career than Drew Holiday? I don't know the answer. And they also gave up a couple other pieces in this three-way deal to send a couple, you know, a couple young players, role players to the Suns. So, you know, in brand recognition, obviously Damian Lillard is a huge get. But Drew Holiday is really good and really important and was really important to that championship run 3 years ago. So the splash is there and the offensive firepower is there, but I don't know one for one at this stage of their careers, at this age of their careers, I don't know that I'd prefer Lillard over Drew Holiday when you have an alpha like Giannis already. So it should be exciting. You know, Milwaukee with Drew or with Dame have as good a shot as anyone in the East to get to the finals. So I don't know that it changes their place in the East. They're still one of the few teams that like are probably going to be around in the end. And listen, if Lillard goes there, gets his title with Giannis as a sidekick, I'm all for it. I'd be more for them getting to the finals and losing to the Lakers, but that's another podcast for probably November. Anyway, fun to have a little hype of basketball, NBA news as it's as camps start to brew a little bit, while football has been front and center. Talk to you tomorrow.